In this bonus episode of Business Talk, I sit down with the renowned investigative journalist and nonprofit founder, James O'Keefe, during his exclusive live X-Space session, which he does every Wednesday. James was the founder and CEO of Project Veritas and has now started his own media group called OMG. This episode captures the energy and vibrancy that James brings to any conversation. Don't miss out on hearing his insightful discussion about integrity and transparency in business.
Welcome to Business Talk with Megan McNulty, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of business success and reveals the strategies, insights, and stories that drive these professionals to thrive in the ever-evolving world of business. Whether you're an established entrepreneur, a seasoned business owner, or simply fascinated by the world of commerce, this podcast is your front row seat to learn from the best. Each episode, Megan will bring you engaging interviews with professionals from diverse industries who will share their triumphs, lessons learned, and the insights they've gained along the way.
You're live on the inside with James O'Keefe. Are you there?
Hi, James. How are you?
Hey there. You were with me last week when we did the story of the San Diego secret compound robotic facility. Have you had a chance to see any part of this video yet?
Yes, I've been following you. It's pretty incredible. I wanted to come on and ask you, you know, as you know, I represent business owners, and they've always are asking where what we do about this information warfare that's going on and where they get information. And they find you extremely curious because they're curious about you, I should say, because, you know, freedom of speech and freedom of the press is a bedrock of this country. And I'm just, you know, with your experience on the border and now this undercover situation you just went into, what's inspired you to go undercover and become a citizen journalist?
Well, I tweeted out, or I posted today, you know, a lot of the people ask me, why do you still do this? Like, what's motivating you? I find that to be an interesting question because no one really asks that question of all of our politicians. Wouldn't that be a great question to ask congressmen? Like, why are you doing this? What's motivating you to run for office? No one ever asked that question. It's like assumed to be something that just you do. But of course, most people in Congress are probably motivated by power and ego and these sorts of things. It's really about getting the next story. As a citizen journalist, it's about truth. And, you know, I've seen a lot of nothing matters, we're all doomed, your videos don't matter, exposing them doesn't matter, nothing ever happens to these people. Stop releasing. I think a lot of people don't want me to release any more videos because they think nothing matters. And I go back to the reason why I started. And you think, well, what's that? The reason I started was to find the truth, put one foot in front of the other, do what you can with what you have. That means to say there's no point in trying to get amass all this money and capital and manpower. You know, if all I have is myself and my iPhone, I will go get a story. If all I have is $200 and a volunteer, I will go get a story. And that's what keeps me going. The second thing that keeps me going is all the insiders that are reaching out to me, and I can't even tell you who that is. Most of them, Megan, border related.
Right.
You have whistleblowers inside these child facilities that are reaching out to me. And that is very exciting. That is really gratifying. The world doesn't always see that, but that's a really big responsibility. And all the people say it doesn't matter. I mean, screw you, because you're the problem in this country. The enemy is no longer the enemy. The enemy is the hopelessness and the cynicism and the nihilism and the pessimism of people on the right. You're the problem. I'm not saying you make the problem. I'm just speaking into a microphone in front of a million people here. Problem is the people that say the truth doesn't matter. That is now my enemy. Are you hearing me, people? You're my enemy. You're the thing that's stopping good people from doing anything because you're dissuading them from doing anything. And I know the truth is that it does matter. If for no other reason, it matters because there are whistleblowers inside the United States government, whether they're aggrieved employees whether they're Keytom whistleblowers, whether there are sources that want to strap a camera on, record what's happening, that want to self-actualize and do the thing and follow their conscience, and you're saying it doesn't matter. Screw you. And I'm going to do it whether you like it or not. Because it does make a difference. I would submit to you that it's the only thing that actually makes a difference. Running for Congress, yes, we need good people in Congress. But Congress is in a state of absolute sclerosis where solutions are completely beyond the legislative process. The only solution is a moral consensus of informed consent. That means we inform people and we wake them up one at a time. That is what keeps me going. That's what motivates me. That's what makes me wake up in the morning. And that's what I intend to do each week, every week. And I'm really happy to do it. And we're going to do it on a bigger scale than we've ever seen before. Back to you, Megan.
So what is the role of citizen journalism today? We've had a lot of, we used to be known for our journalism and it seems to have really died. And you're one of the, only ones uncovering these stories or even reporting about it. What is the role today? That's my first question. Second is, how do if people want to become a citizen journalist, how do they do it?
The best way to do it is to go out and just do it. I mean, action, I think that my colleague pointed out earlier that action is the distinguishing feature. You can talk about it. You can study it. We have a master class on a website for sale. It's a really great overview of how to do what I do. There's five classes. We're going to be developing that further. But the biggest 80% of your success as citizen journalism is just going in the field. I mean, it's the hardest part is leaving your car and, going on location. And that's going to be the biggest thing. For citizen journalists, citizen journalists are the only ones who can get the story, because the problem with legacy media is that they tend to take information at face value and not be skeptical. And it's very important to get a visual confirmation, incontrovertible visual confirmation of the information. The only people that can do that are citizen journalists. And if the story is good enough, it'll get legs on its own. It'll distribute itself. As long as Elon Musk owns X, I think we're still in good shape there.
What challenges do you face when you're out there undercover that you want your audience to know about?
I think the challenges of legal are our biggest challenges is legal threats, legal attacks, lawsuits. I mean, I could speak for you for an hour about challenges, but I think the greatest challenge is probably the Department of Injustice and the lawsuits. That would be the number one challenge. Second biggest challenge is finding people who are the right people to do it with. You have to have people who have a good heart and who have integrity, and you got to find strong people. If your people are not strong, if your people are for sale, what I mean by that is if their journalism is influenced, then what will eventually happen is they will crack under pressure, sell out, or betray you. And that's why I say the enemy is not out there. The enemy is within. The enemy is around us. The thing that we are fighting is not the thing that we're fighting. It's the evil inside of ourselves and inside of our friends. And then you begin to realize this is not an ideological fight or a partisan fight. This is a fight of good versus evil. And that, of course, is inherent in every one of us. So you really have to find selfless people who are self-motivated, who have extreme forms of integrity, who are loyal to the cause and who can be part of its team. Those are the greatest challenges of, I would say, a citizen journalist.
What recommendations or advice do you have for entrepreneurs like yourself who have started companies and are picking, they want to be business owners? What's your advice after, obviously you've started a couple businesses now, have been successful and are restarting OMG and it's doing fantastic. What's your advice?
I think the iconoclast, which I probably am that, it's very difficult for the iconoclast to last in an organization that he does not own. If you're a achiever who seeks to do anything worthwhile, you're probably going to get fired from the company unless you own the company. That's the first thing. I think it's sort of a rite of passage that I was fired from the company I founded, and that was inevitable because I didn't own the company. I was one of three board members in a nonprofit. And it's happened to everyone. It's happened to every business owner I've ever talked to. It's actually happened to them. Certainly the most famous ones, Elon Musk, PayPal, Steve Jobs, Apple, the Papa John's guy. It happens to a lot of people. But it happens to people who are trying to accomplish something because it requires risk. And you have to be the owner. When I say owner, I don't necessarily mean literal owner. I mean, you have to own it. You have to be the leader of it. And there are going to be a lot of forces and pressures to co-opt you, change you. And of course, the biggest pressure is to control you. Because the more empowered you are and the more you empower others, the more power you have. Of course, people in Congress think they have power. It's the illusion of power in politics. You don't have any power if you're in Congress. You don't have anything. But if you're actually influencing institutions and exposing these sorts of people, people will want to control you. And that's going to be the biggest obstacle for an entrepreneur. I think you really have to know what your weaknesses are. You have to get help in those areas. You have to build a good team of mentors and learn from them. And you have to know what hills you have to die on. And for me, the First Amendment is a hill I have to die on. What does that mean? People say, well, James O'Keefe, you should be transparent about the donors you've met with. No, I'm not going to be transparent about that. In fact, you'll have to kill me to get the names of my donors. And here's why. Because I believe the First Amendment in the Constitution is the most important thing. And the freedom of association is the most important thing, just like it was to the NAACP in the 1950s when the Supreme Court ruled in their favor. I also believe the identity of my sources. You'll have to, I mean, I guess if you tortured me, I'd give them up. I'm not that strong. If you waterboard me, maybe. But that would be pretty interesting. I'm not going to give up the name of my sources, so help me God. I will die on those hills. If my advisor, oh, James, you're naive, you shouldn't do that. No, I'm going to die on that hill. But you also have to know areas you have to improve in and get people in place beside you that have those strengths that are your weaknesses. And that's probably the most important bit of advice, Megan, I have for someone who wants to be a leader and go out and whether it's doing what I do anything. You have to get people in place besides you who have the strengths that are your weaknesses. If you can do that, I think you're going to be very successful. And Megan, I think that's all the time we have. Thank you for your
Thank you,
questions.
James.
It's good to hear from you.
Good to
Thanks,
hear from you
Megan.
too. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please consider subscribing to the Business Talk podcast and leaving us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback helps us grow and improve. Thank you for joining us today. This has been another episode of Business Talk with Megan McNulty.